Tricia, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Can I say I'm a little giddy today because Killer Women is debuting tonight on ABC, and from what I've seen so far, yes, I'm a little giddy getting ready for this tonight.
I'm happy to hear that. Prefer that than saying you're dreading it.
No, very much so. This sounds exciting, and if I can get to that in just a little bit, if I can go back in time to a little bit of a couple Battlestar questions, if I can.
Of course.
How many people in your lifetime so far said, I'm going to hate it, I'm going to hate it, I really love it, I really love it, for all those who were the big fans back in the 70s?
You know, I've heard that a lot, and especially when we started, there was a lot of pushback on the show, and some of them watched right away and turned around, and then some for the entire series until they started hearing from other people that, no, you got to give the show a chance. And then, you know, it's the type of show that will live on because the new generations watch it, and I hear quite often that, you know, people with children that were too young to watch it, now they're rewatching it with their kids. It's just a show that there's really no time stamp on it. You can enjoy it, and it's relevant.
It was absolutely a brilliant TV show, and I loved every episode all the way down to the end. And you could tell how much you all loved it because when they showed you all reading the table read for the final episode, to say there wasn't a dry eye in that whole crowd was an understatement. There's a lot of Kleenexes that day, weren't there?
Yes, certainly. You know, it was a show that really became like a family, and we're all still really close. You know, and it started from the top with Edward James Olmos and Mary McDonald just being so professional and lovely and passionate and supportive. And that's really what it was a very collaborative experience. You know, sometimes it's not as collaborative. And also starting from Ron Moore, you know, it's all his creation coming out of his mind. And he was super collaborative and listened to people. And we just had a lot of discussions about it. And it became a really family supportive environment. And it's really quite rare to have. And, you know, it just proves almost we went off the air in 2008 and we're still very close, the entire cast.
Well, that seems like it through all the behind-the-scenes videos that they've shown through the years. It seems like you all really, really enjoyed it both on the air and off the air. And one of my favorite parts, when I absolutely went from seeing you as just this robotic character that you played to where your acting skills really showed, was when you played the captured and embattled version of Six on the Pegasus episodes. That really showed a wide range of your acting skills, and I bet that was pretty hard to get together and actually put on the air, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You know, it was the first time that for me, I loved getting that script because it was a departure for the character. You know, with Six, Head Six, so to speak, Red Dress Six, it was limiting with what you could do because nobody could know much about the character. And the character didn't really have a storyline except for what in regards to what Baltar was doing. So the Pegasus episodes were the first time I could kind of step out and bring other aspects of the character in, or a separate character, and, you know, really develop a separate character for the first time. And I remember sitting down with Ron Moore going, I really want to make Gina different. I want to make her, can I make her talk a little different, you know, so you see that she's dealt, this particular model has dealt with different circumstances in her life. Even though they're all based off of the same model, I want to make her personality different. And he said, go for it.
And you did go, as the British would say, bloody brilliant. And my favorite part was, and it happened real quick, when your character and the Baltar character there at the very last episode were getting ready to fight the Cylons, and you two were hunched and crowded up in a little place getting ready to fire at them. And then your two characters both met, your both Vision characters, and that little kind of funny little kind of back and forth between you two. And it only happened for just a few seconds, but that was hilarious.
Yeah, I remember shooting that. It was, we had a few moments of, how are we going to do this?
Yeah, that was great. And you have not been not busy ever since then. Everything from Burn Notice to Chuck to Lie to Me to Dark Blue, and of course your legendary appearances on Two and a Half Men.
And that was fun. It was a lot of fun.
And now you have a chance to star in this new vehicle on ABC called Killer Women. And I love the way they write some of these things up. And let me read this real quick. But being a female ranger in this elite squad isn't going to keep badass Molly Parker. She is committed to finding the truth and seeing justice served. She's even willing to break some of the rules to get it done. How about being badass Molly Parker?
Yeah, I'll take that description any day. Molly Parker was so much fun to play. Very strong, strong character, but she's really layered. She's not just one-dimensional. She's got a quirky side. She's got a fun side. The show is, you know, hence the title Killer Women. It's based on female killers. And Molly, obviously being a female, has a little bit of extra perspective in how women think. But she also has a lot of a sixth sense, and she'll listen to that gut intuition. And she just never gives up until she figures it out. You certainly don't want her on your bad side. But she's also fun and quirky, and she enjoys life. So she walks fast. She drives fast. She kind of moves at a fast pace. And it was just a lot of fun to play her.
And you have a brother, Billy, who's also that you starred with in Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, we've one of my Cylon cohorts on Battlestar.
Yeah.
It's great. And Michael is a really good friend of mine from our Battlestar days. So it was really nice that when he got cast as Billy, so excited because we already have that shorthand with each other. You know, playing brother and sister, you have to have a chemistry, and you know, you want to know that these people have known each other for a long time, and obviously you can act it, but we didn't have to act that. We already love each other as people. You know, him and his wife are some of my best friends, so we just already have that shorthand with each other, which was nice, and we could kind of get past that immediately and just move on.
And real quickly, is this just going to be just a few episodes, or is this the start of something long term, hopefully?
Well, yeah, hopefully it's the start of something long term, but our first run is a limited run. It's 8 episodes, or as they're calling it, 8 weeks, 8 killers. Yeah, but hopefully the goal is to obviously move on to subsequent seasons.
I absolutely can't wait to see it. It starts tonight on ABC Killer Women. And real quickly, you born and raised in Canada, so I have to ask, are you a big hockey fan?
I am, yes. I'm certainly not up to date on statistics and things, but I grew up Edmonton Oilers winning era, and they were my team. And yeah, I was a massive rabid fan.
There you go. Thank you very much for your time, and I absolutely can't wait to see Killer Women debuting tonight on ABC.